Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and good day to all of our listeners out there. Welcome to the show called Compassion Bikini. Hi, I am Kim, and welcome to the show. So today we will be talking about skin health, compassion, and all the stuff on how to take care with skin. And we have a very, very special guest, so stay tuned. And for our guest today, we have Tino. Tino, can you say hello, please?
Oh, I will say hello to you. How are you, Kim?
Great. Thank you, Tino. Thank you for coming on to our show. So, Tino, tell us a little bit about yourself, your experience, and your wisdom in what you do in the world.
I am the medical aesthetic educator and the global corporate trainer for a French skincare line. And so I get to travel all over the world teaching a beauty therapist how to do better facials, better body treatments, better massages, and I also teach in-depth seminars on anti-aging and acne and psoriasis and all of those wonderful things. So a good life I live.
Wow, and you definitely travel a lot. You travel all over the world giving teaching seminars and everything on how to use skin products and how to take care of skin. Is that right?
Absolutely, ma'am. 82 countries last I counted.
Wow. So now that we're getting ready for the holiday season and a lot of us are traveling on airplanes and on trains and in cars and stuff, and it's Thanksgiving this week. And what is a great way on how to take care of our skin?
Well, there's a couple of different things, but I guess I would call it winterizing your skin. Your skin obviously is dealing with issues of cold right now, this time of year. So one of the best things that you can do for your skin is actually exfoliate it. And Kim, if that means you want to take a little bit of honey and some sugar, add a little bit of your basic cleanser or shampoo to it and scrub your face for a few minutes and then rinse it off, that would help the cell turnover rate. It would really help your skin be nicer and glow. And then, of course, you can put a nice thick cream, because that's what's important in the winter months, is a cream that has a thicker consistency, especially when you fly. Because when you fly, you have what's called a G-force, and that G-force really puts stress on your skin. Every time you fly, you might want to consider having a thicker cream or a thicker makeup on your face for protection.
So it's good to wear makeup when you fly, then?
Oh, absolutely. It's good to wear your thickest makeup when you fly. The G-force is trying to actually break your capillaries, the smallest tiny little blood vessels in your face, because that force is quite strong. So the thicker the makeup, the thicker the cream, the better during your flight.
And then what do you do after you land?
Well, when you land, it's fine. You can continue the makeup for the rest of the day, and maybe at night you can just cleanse it off and continue with your normal cream and your normal makeup. But definitely needs to be a little bit thicker when you fly.
I see. And then so what is a great regime, like how to take care of your skin when it's so dry besides, you know, putting cream? Like, let's talk to us about oils. There are so many different types of oils out there. What are three of your favorite oils?
There's quite a few of different oils. For example, there's safflower seed oil. That's a really beautiful oil that you could do. A more common one that people use is olive oil. And then that's a beautiful one as well. What those oils contain, Kim, is what's called essential fatty acids. So it's like putting nutrition into your cells. So olive oil is a great one. You can even do things like coconut oil, which are nice and thick. But safflower, coconut, grapeseed, most oils contain lipids, and most of them will have essential fatty acids. So whatever you can find at your health food store, so long as you use that in the winter. Definitely also giving yourself some massages with those oils and even going to sleep in that oil at night during these winter months.
I see. And then, okay, so then let's talk a little bit about like the different types of products that are out there. There are so many products for women, especially when it gets to moisturizer, cleanser, dehydrator, you know, reduced skin, normal skin, sensitive skin. There is so many stuff are out there. So what are some of the home remedies that you could give us advice on that can help us save some money and also is natural for us and the earth?
Well, there's lots of things that you can do at home. You can separate an egg, the yellow part of the egg and the egg white. You can beat up that egg white nights and cold and apply that on your face, and that'll give you a temporary tightening effect. So that's one nice basic way to give yourself a mask at home. Also, people don't realize that yogurt contains beautiful enzymes that have a peeling effect on the skin. So whipping up a little bit of yogurt, maybe putting a little bit of your favorite natural oil, maybe even a drop of essential oil, one that's a little bit more nourishing like rose or sandalwood, even patchouli. These oils would really benefit your skin in the form of a yogurt mask. Those are very simple things someone can do to up their skincare in a natural way.
And then what do you do for people who have skin, like they just have a lot of acne or their face is very, very oily? Like there's some patches that's very oily and then some patches is very dry.
Well, with combination skin, usually combination is not a true skin type. Usually combination skin happens because you were oily and maybe you exfoliated or you cleansed your skin too much, then now part of your skin is dry, like let's say your cheeks or your chin that tends to be more sensitive. But usually with oilier skin, if you do that yogurt mask or you do get that little neutral cleanser that you get from home, you can do something like put a little drop of mandarin or orange essential oil or a little bit of grapefruit essential oil. These essential oils are amazing at absorbing XX oils, and they do a really great job of mattifying your skin. As far as sensitivity, in the areas you know you're sensitive, Kim, you can just try not to scrub so hard in those areas or cleanse so hard in those areas.
Thank you. And then go ahead.
Yeah, and actually what people need to realize is the more sensitive and dry your skin is, the more likely you should be using a very thicker, creamier, or milky cleanser. Leave the foaming cleansers to really oily and acne skin. They do better with foamy cleansers.
I see. Are there such thing as like bad products out there that is just, you know, that is just bad for your skin? Go ahead.
Sure, absolutely. It's not that there's bad products, it's just that there's products that penetrate better than others. So, like, for example, one ingredient that's pretty common in facial cleansers, shampoos, body washes, is called sodium lauryl sulfate.
Yeah.
And sodium lauryl sulfate. And these are coconut-derived foaming agents that tend to create some sensitivity in some people in the world. And so the main thing to look for, let's say if we're talking cleansers, is to find one that's sodium lauryl sulfate free or sodium lauryl sulfate free. So we just say, look for if it says free of SLS, and that will give you a more natural cleanser. The foam won't dehydrate your skin or irritate it so much.
Oh, very interesting. So I'm going to ask you somewhat of a scientific question, okay? So if people are, say they are sensitive as far as eating eggs, So can they use egg products on their skin?
Not really. Usually if you're sensitive internally eating something, you'll be sensitive to it topically. So that's a really good thing to remember. If you're sensitive taking it, ingesting it, you'll be sensitive using it topically.
And then what happens when your skin reacts, like as an allergy to what you put on your face? What is a very quick thing, home remedy to somehow reduce the redness or reduce the inflammation or reduce the itchiness?
Oh, the simple thing that we use in dermatology is always ice. Ice water, cool water, that will always help take down the inflammation, believe it or not, as simple as that sounds.
Wow. And then how do we keep our skin beautiful? What type of nutrition should we have?
Well, for example, like in your 30s, Kim, between 30s and 40s, you're losing water. We call it transepidermal water loss. During this time of your life, you need to be using what I call protein skincare. In other words, you need to intensely fill in the small lines or wrinkles that you're starting to get. You fill them with moisture, and this moisture is going to come in the form of collagen creams, elastin creams, DNA creams, and there's a very special sugar called hyaluronic acid, a major, major ingredient in anti-aging skincare that plumps your cells, keeps your skin really moist. And what these do is they just fill your skin with moisture and fill those wrinkles. This is really important right around your 30s and 40s. Once we get past your 40s and we get into 50s, 60s, and 70s, then we have to change your skincare regimen. We can't just use beautiful proteins to hydrate it. We actually have to do other things.
And then where do normal people get these sugar proteins?
Well, the sugar proteins are going to come from things like hyaluronic acid. So you'll look for creams that say hyaluronic acid or collagen or elastin proteins. Those are going to be really, really important. But yeah, hyaluronic acid, I mean, we couldn't have good skincare without that ingredient. And the good skincare products, if they're naturally based, will take hyaluronic acid from a plant source. Like, for example, in Pavonia, who I work for, we get it from sugar beets, by the way. So.
Wow, sugar beets. So
yeah.
I see. But then we can't just go get sugar beet and then just, you know, melt it down.
You could maybe try to, you could probably try to get something out of the sugar beet, but it won't be the same as if you buy the cream with the hyaluronic acid already in it.
And then, so what is your definition of beautiful? Since you're such a skin expert, you know everything about skin. What makes skin beautiful? How do you describe beauty?
You know, to me, for someone who's been in this business 17 years, Kim, beauty is something that I can see in the glimmer of the eye of a woman, in the smile and sincerity and genuineness that she has, maybe a little bit of that, you know, self-esteem that she has because she feels beautiful, whether she's thin or medium or heavy or black or white. If she has that confidence that gives her that extra little oomph, that in itself makes her skin shine and her eyes shine. And that, to me, is really the true meaning of beauty. Someone who feels beautiful inside and they emote that when they talk to you. That's true beauty.
I see. Okay, so what's the difference between beauty and sexy?
Well, sexy can mean many things, but sexy, I guess, is when you're so comfortable in your own skin that other people are aware of it. Maybe pick up on that, some of those signals.
So, ladies and gentlemen, all the callers out there, if you're interested in calling us, our number is 347-637-3220. See, Tino here, he's my friend, and he is so knowledgeable in everything in skin. So before we started the show, we're just talking. We're like, okay, I want to see if I could ask him questions that might stump him. I might make him laugh, you know? And I think I finally found the question that's going, Tino.
I am blushing through my phone. I'm completely blushing.
It started with the letter S. We talk about skin. We talked about, you know, scar tissue. We talk about everything. And now we're talking about sexy skin. So, and so you say women who are sexy in their skin is confident, or is it opposite? Or women in who are confident are sexy?
That's definitely. Women who are confident in themselves are definitely sexy. And, of course, it doesn't help to put a little bit of lip gloss, you know, mascara or something to make you even look a little bit more sexier. But, you know, Kim, I started my career at 15 years old as a makeup artist. And I've always told women in the years that I did makeup that always put a little bit of shine, always put a little bit of gloss, because it just makes your teeth shine a little whiter, makes you just a little bit more sexy. And a wet mouth is always much more sexier than a matte mouth. So leave the matte eyeshadows to your eyes and keep your mouth quite shiny. Good makeup art.
All right. Okay, so here we're talking about some really, really good stuff now. All right, what about men? How can men look sexy? How can you help them?
Men also can look sexy. I think the important word about men is groomed. See, men today, I call them cosmosportive. The new cosmosportive man wants to look good for his woman, so he has to stay groomed. It means that his eyebrows are groomed, he trims his nose hair, that if he has, you know, a beautiful beard or goatee or whatever is going on, it has a very trimmed look. So that's probably the best word for men is trimmed, groomed, because they like looking good for women too. Plus, you know, the workforce has become quite competitive, Kim. Men as well as women know that looking aesthetically competitive will help them keep their jobs.
Ah, okay. And then how do men take care of their skin that makes them look, you know, it makes it look healthy? What is some of the good regimen for men? Take care of their skin. Most of the men I know, it's just they get up, they wash their face and sunscreen, and then that's it.
No, absolutely. If I had one thing to tell the whole world and to do for healthy skin, that's exfoliation. Because cleansing, even though it's very important, your skin's not really all that dirty. Cleansing becomes important when you wear a lot of skincare, a lot of makeup. But for men, exfoliation becomes even more important because testosterone makes us have thicker oil glands, which makes us definitely have a more resilient, more thicker skin. So we need to exfoliate it a little bit more often. What makes skincare different for men is that it's a little bit more simplified. Men buy dual and triple function products. For example, they might buy an exfoliating cleanser, one that foams and exfoliates, and maybe can even be used to shave. So, and it's something he'll probably do like in a fog-free mirror in the shower. So he's a lot more simple. He wants something he can throw in a gym bag, whereas a woman might have a 4 or 5-step system. He'll want a 1 or 2-step system.
I see. So our show is really based on Compassion Dakini. And Dakini is a pulse, and Compassion is a pulse of compassion. And what you do helps and somehow educate the whole world. So as a part of the show, if our philosophy and our passion is to ask all of our guests, what is compassion to you and what stories can you share with us in your travel, your experiences, and how you see compassion in the world?
Okay. Wow, that's a lot of different questions, but compassion to me is the ability to truly want others not to suffer, and then to take an extra step forward in cultivating an inner peace, an inner love of yourself so that it shows through yourself, and you give that to others so that they don't suffer. So compassion is a lot more than pity or sympathy. It's truly wanting your fellow sentient being to not suffer and taking steps to help him or her to not do that.
And what stories have you learned, or what stories can you share with us that kind of, you know, help us remember how to be compassionate?
Well, I can tell you a quick story. I was teaching at a medical skincare conference, and you know, a lot of beauty therapists also have other things that they do. They might also do therapy or massage therapists. They might do facial tattooing, that's called micropigmentation. And I can tell you that real quick, that one time we met a lady whose house had exploded because of the gas leak in her home. And she held on to her baby because she smelled the gas. It just that the house exploded before she was able to run out. And so she had her face completely scarred, and her hands were still in the shape of her baby's head that she was holding. So what happens when the face is scarred like that is that it really can't take makeup. Like, for example, you try to put lip pencil or eye pencil on scar tissue, it just really, because they're wax, these pencils, they don't really stay.
Uh-huh.
So what we did for her as an association, we got the best of the micropigmentation people, the facial tattoo people, and we gave her eyebrows, we gave her eyeliner, we gave her lips again, we gave her all the things that made her look normal again. And of course she cried, she was in tears when we offered that to her, because it's hours and hours worth of work, but we were very excited and more than willing to make her feel and look normal again for what she had done to save her child's life. So,
wow. That's a beautiful story.
Yeah, and she's a beautiful woman, and now she has, like I said, now she has eyes, and now you can see her eyebrows, and now you can see a lip that we created, and now she has color on her cheeks, stuff that wouldn't stay. And again, with people like that, it's not about making them look beautiful, it's about making them feel normal, and she felt normal and beautiful at the same time. We were more than happy to do it. So.
Wow. Okay, so here I often ask, you know, questions about if you had $100 million and you only have 10 days to live, okay? What would you do with that $100 million and you can't give away to families or friends and spend it on your own? What would you spend it on, and how would you spread compassion?
I would try my hardest to spread that money as much as possible to poor communities. Every day, those of us who are successful and work hard, we have plenty of money to buy things and buy food. Heck, sometimes we're even obese because of it. But there's children and adults every day that go through life without eating. That this becomes their journey. What will I eat today? And these things always bring me to tears and break my heart. And I'm a big humanitarian, and I've always done things for the homeless, and that is where my money would go. To homeless communities, to helping open shelters, to really help feed people out there that need it. I mean, I wouldn't have to think twice about it.
Oh, wow. And then if you had to, you know, design a bottle, and you got this bottle, it's totally empty, and you had to, like, design one simple makeup or solution or soap or whatever, and then give it to the homeless, what would you create? What would you give? And what would the name be?
Oh, wow, that's a great one. I would be, being a fellow Buddhist and being someone who follows that path, I think I would fill it with a cream made with natural herbs and spices, and make sure that it was very, like, stimulatory, that it had oils and spices that made people happy, you know, antidepressant spices. And I might call it something like Buddha Nature, because it's natural, it belongs to the Buddhist philosophy of helping others, and maybe it might inspire them to be just a little bit happier. So maybe Buddha Nature, to inspire their Buddha Nature, and to help their skin with everything that's inside.
And then what spices would you put to help antidepressant?
Well, with antidepressant, the best spices are always citrus. Like, for example, mandarin, grapefruit. These are wonderful oils to help bring people's emotions up really high. it's a secret in aromatherapy that citrus oils are always the most antidepressant oils. Yeah.
And then you would create a soap or lotion or hand sanitizer, or what? What would you create?
I would invent a between a lotion and a cream that someone can put on their face, their body, their hair, something they could use all over, and just feel completely happy when they apply it.
Oh, wow, Tino, I like that. Okay, so what would be your motto or your mantra on this bottle?
Wow.
Ooh, another question. Yay.
It would have to say something like, wow, you got me on that one.
Oh, yay. Thank you.
I'm thinking creating peace within, one application at a time.
Ooh, creating peace within, one application at a time. That is very awesome, Tino.
Well, thank you. But remember, I work with aromatherapy oils. I work with oils that change people's emotions within seconds. So,
That is very cool. Wow, that's well, we have another 3 minutes until the end of our show. And anything else that you want to share with us? Anything else that that we need to know for Thanksgiving holiday to look good, feel sexy, and find peace within?
This time of year, try to eat a lot of good spices that increase the warmth in your emotions. The cinnamons, the nutmegs, the vanillas, all of that. They'll help you bring a smile to your face. They'll increase circulation in your cheeks. And remember, every time that you are just a little bit happier in life, that allows you to do happy things and wonderful things for other people as well.
And then what's your favorite spice?
Oh, wow. There's so many, but I would have to say my favorite spice would be turmeric.
Turmeric. And what about your favorite essential oil?
Rose, because rose is one of those oils that helps people grieve very well. Like when people are going through hard times in their life and emotional problems, a rose is always something that uplifts them and helps them heal.
Wow, that is so cool. And well, I think that I was going to ask you one last question regarding the food and stuff like that. Like, so for during the holidays, less sugar, more sugar, less
Most of the food you eat during Thanksgiving, sorry for interrupting, is going to be full of sugar, lots of different things. But the main study shows that most of those foods together are filled with tryptophan, which make you very sleepy. So the best advice I could give them, eat in small portions and take little naps throughout your Thanksgiving holiday. Because if you eat too much of all that tryptophan from the turkey and the milks and the creamy desserts, if you eat too much at once, you'll fall asleep and you'll crash. So better to eat in small segments throughout the day.
Well, thank you so much, Tino, and thank you for coming onto our show. Thank you for just giving us your words of wisdom and how to take care of skin health, and just thank you so much. You're such a beautiful, beautiful soul. So happy Thanksgiving and have a great day.
Thank you so much, Kim. You too. All right?
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.